How does a middle-aged woman who spent years trying to achieve her goals and dreams and was almost on the verge of giving up finally become a best-selling book author with books sold by the hundreds of thousands, and she's achieved all her financial and personal goals and dreams? Well, in this week's podcast, I share how you can achieve this. The reality is that success is an inside-out job, but you have to put the building blocks in place. Like this woman, it's never too late for you, but you need to do the right things. Stay tuned for this week as I speak a lot about how to develop self-awareness, one of the keys to an unleashed mindset. And make sure you stay tuned till the end, where I share how to get my latest giveaway, a free checklist, a free guide on how to develop your own personal self-awareness on this journey to developing the unleashed mindset. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, because it is fire. Get unleashed and access this week and enjoy it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of You Unleashed with Femi Akinyemi. I'm Femi Akinyemi, your host or your coach, or just someone who whispers little wisdoms that can help you along in the week. I've been fascinated in this past few weeks because I've been reflecting very much on my time off. And one of the things I spent a lot of time thinking about was success and mindset. And I want to call it the unleashed mindset. The thing I've been thinking about the most is, why is it that some people achieve raving success, unqualified success, in as much as we can define success to be? And for some of us, who are just as talented, just as beautiful, just as clever, just as eloquent, or in some cases have the same background and sometimes even less qualified than these other people, we never achieve the same level of success. You get to a certain age and you start to think, time is running out for me. You get to a certain age and you start to think, what have I done wrong? Will I fulfill my potential? Will I become everything I was destined, designed to be and to achieve? I think about that. Sometimes I get a bit heartbroken, or I get to get concerned for myself, or when I talk to other people, I sympathize, I empathize. I feel their pain that they have this huge talent, huge goals, desires, things they want to achieve, but they can feel time slipping away. It's their birthday. They celebrate their birthdays. They get a cake. They cut the cake. They're on Instagram posting lovely, amazing pictures. But behind their eyes of celebration, there is just that nagging doubt. As they lie down to sleep, or as they wake up on the morning of their birthday, on the one hand, they're so happy, so full of joy that they've achieved another year. And in these times of COVID, that is no mean feat. That is a blessing. It's a testimony. And it's something to be grateful for that you've lived to see another year. Because the truth is, we all know somebody that lost someone. So you're thankful. But on the other hand, you wake up and you think on the day of your birthday, you have your regrets, the things you should have done, the things you could have done, the opportunities you missed out on, the dreams you had when you were young and you no longer think you can achieve them. And you start to ask yourself, why? Now, before I dive in for today, on that note, it's probably a good time for me to share a very quick story. I have a very good friend who we grew up together. And his story always inspires me. And it inspires me because it's about his mom. Now, for a long time, his mom had been an author. She'd been a budding author. She'd been doing other things, but she'd been trying to write a book. And nothing had happened. She hadn't got the recognition, or she hadn't got a book deal. And then, at the age of around 50, I think of just over 50, she hit the jackpot. Someone saw her book, loved her book, published it, and the book started to gain world record-breaking sales. And now she started a new phase of her life. She's a successful author, writing books, financially doing really, really well, and just living her new phase of life in just amazing, mind-blowing success. I think of that, and when I use that story, I use it to encourage people I coach, or when I'm speaking to people in my monthly coaching class, the people who are members of my Intentional Career Club who I speak to, I use it to encourage them, to inspire them, to say, it doesn't matter not where you are today. Your success can always come. Don't panic. Don't fret. The one thing you need to do is do the fundamentals. Do the things that you need to do to make sure you are focused on achieving your goal. It's never too late. For people of faith, there's a saying, your latter being greater than your former. And what it's saying is sometimes it's the end that is the most important. It doesn't matter how you start. It's how you finish, finishing strong. And the reality is, when you achieve the success you truly desire, or the success you deserve for all the work you put in into achieving your goals, the suffering, the pain, the frustration, the regrets of the years gone by will fade into the background, because you, my friend, will have gratitude. You have self-actualization. You have self-realization that I've achieved it. Life is a journey. Life is a process. People always talk about enjoying the process more than life, more than the end itself. And I hear when you tell people sometimes, they say, not really. But I want to tell you to think about that for a second. If you enjoy the process, which is the process of working, of focusing on your goals, achieving little successes, developing your mindset, that is the true reward of success. Success is really ultimately about the person you become in achieving your goals. An empathetic, caring, loving, focused, relationship-driven, high-achieving person. Because after all, you can achieve your goals without being a great person, a good person. And ultimately, you're no good to yourself or anyone, because you enjoy the success for a day, but there's nothing else. So it got me thinking with all of this. What kind of mindset do we need to become truly successful? And I've been doing some research. I've been reading lots of books, bringing it all together. That's my job as this podcast host and podcast coach. And I've come up with something which I would shamelessly call the Unleashed Mindset, which is a plug for the Unleashed. It's the Unleashed Mindset. And there's going to be, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about 10 different types of mindsets you need to have. But I'm not just going to give you the mindset. I'll talk about what that mindset looks like. But I'll also share a few tips about how to go about achieving that mindset. The biggest thing you can learn about success is this. I'm not there yet myself, but I know this much to be true. Success is an inside job. You cannot be successful outwardly without being successful inwardly. You have to do the job of making sure your mind palace, your mindset is in the right state. Because only when your mind is in the right place can you truly see what you've achieved and appreciate it as success. Because the secret, my brothers and sisters, is this. Success is relative, and only you get to choose and decide if you're successful. And the only way you get to decide if you are successful is by having the right mindset. So here's a question. What could an undernourished black youth who grew up on the streets of San Francisco and grew up with a crippling disease, what could he have that could make him grow up to be one of the greatest sportsmen in the world? His name was Jim Brown. Or what causes a man, Neil Armstrong, to believe he can go to the moon? and overcome all the challenges. You see, for someone like Neil Armstrong, his vision began as a child. And he had that vision about what he wanted to become. And that's the thing. You are what you think you are. Earl Nightingale, one of the most respected broadcasters and someone we call the Dean of Personal Motivation, said we literally become what we think of most of the time. What you see in your mindset about yourself is what you truly become. And that is why it's so important to the story you tell yourself about yourself. You have to get into the habit of writing your own story. And you have to write the pages of your story before they happen, or else things just happen to you. And that's what the Unleashed Mindset is about. I said it before and I'll say it again. It makes a little difference what is happening to you. What really matters is how you take that thing personally. So things can be happening to you, but it's how you process that information and how you process it to your mindset and accept that in your mind. It's called reframing. You have to get into the habit of taking anything that happens to you and putting it in the right context. I'll give you a very good example. The last time I lost my job, I could have very quickly gotten into this place where I was depressed. But very, very quickly I said, this was meant to happen because this is the only way I can redefine myself and get a new job. This is the only way I can shape my new future. And very quickly, I started to have the right mindset about this being a chance for me to redefine myself. And that's the thing about life. Life is like a football match. There's halves into it. There's the first half, there's the second half. But most importantly, your life is not over until they blow the final whistle. There's three kinds of people in life, let's face it. They're spectators. And these are the people who watch as life happens. And there's the people who take part in it. I call these people the partakers. People who actually take part, the winners. And there's people who do nothing, the losers. They just sit back and wait for life to happen to them. The Unleashed Mindset really is no more than your own personal pursuit of individual success. Winning is taking all your talent, your potential, your ability, and everything you've been given with and use it to work towards achieving your goal, your desired goal, becoming what you want. And that's the thing. So what if we took this mindset? Winning is coming forth, exhausted, and being happy because you know that the last time you came in fifth. Winning is never complaining. That's a mindset. I coach a lot of people, and most of the time it's complaining when really the mindset of a winner is, fine, this stuff has happened to me, but what am I going to do about it? Winning is unconditional love. It's loving people no matter what they do to you. Winning is your mindset, a way of thinking. Winning is, guess what? It's treating animals like people and people like brothers and sisters. It's all about the mindset. You see, education is not cheap. Anyone can get education. You can get your BAs, your MBAs, your PhDs. As a matter of fact, I saw a research that says immigrants, Chinese, Africans, are the most who get the second degrees. But at the end of the day, what you achieve has nothing to do with your education. It's important, but it's not your aptitude that makes a difference. It's your attitude. Attitude is the true criteria for success. And you cannot buy attitude. Attitudes are not for sale. People are not born equal. That's the truth. There are people who were born in the lowest of the low, as some would consider it, and they've grown to achieve the greatest success. And there are some people who, put it another way, grew up in a palace and they just couldn't achieve anything. And that's what it's all about. Your attitude towards your potential is either the key or the lock on the door of your personal fulfillment. I put it this way, your attitude will unlock your talent, or your attitude will make you a prisoner to your talent. And that's what it's all about. You have to think of your life this way. There is your mindset, and then there is the outside world. And you've got to find a way to balance it to achieve it. And that's what I want to talk about. The thing I want to talk about most today, and that's the thing we're going to talk about, is self-awareness. Self-awareness is really about understanding where you're coming from and where you're going. And this is the first mindset I want to share. The Unleashed Mindset, Chapter 1. Having positive self-awareness. That's what this one is about. You see, when you have the Unleashed Mindset and you have a successful mindset, you are very aware. You have positive self-awareness. And that's the thing. People who are self-aware are really aware of how little they know about anything. And that's the thing. When you're self-aware, you kind of just know, I don't know a lot. And you're very humble enough to know you don't know much. So you know that you don't know much about the world you live in, but you're very eager to learn. People who are self-aware are honest, not just with other people's money or confidence, but they're honest with themselves. They can look in the mirror and know who they are. And the main thing is how you think, how you feel, and what you do are nearly always consistent with each other. You see, people who are not self-aware don't know what is happening around them. They don't know what's happening to other people. They can't appreciate other people's feelings. And they tend to coast through life. But that's not what it is. Being self-aware means you're open-minded. And here's a question for you. Are you open-minded? Because when you're open-minded, you know, I don't know everything. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to get better. Because positive self-awareness is realizing that each person, each human being on this world has an equal right to his own potential. Being self-aware means realizing that skin color, your birthplace, your religious beliefs, your financial status, your sex, your intelligence are not measures of your worth or how worthy you are. Positive self-awareness is accepting the fact that every human being is unique. Because the moment you accept that every human being is unique, you respect every human being and you in turn have respect for yourself. You see, we are all unique. We are all different. We all speak differently. And we all approach life differently. So when you're self-aware, you have empathy. And what is empathy? Empathy is the ability to walk in another man's shoes or another woman's shoes. Empathy is when you watch someone run a marathon and you feel their pain in your own legs. So ask yourself this question. How would I like to have a husband or wife like me if I were my wife or husband? How would I like to have a mother like me if I were my children? How would I have liked to have a manager like me if I were my employee? How does the world feel through the eyes of a child? That's what empathy is in the moment about. It's about thinking about yourself and then thinking about others and having consideration for others. You see, one of the biggest things you can do in having the mindset of someone who is self-aware is have that adaptability. You have to be adaptable. Because the reality is that the adaptability is the key to success. In mental and physical health, and even in survival in today's world. Because look about COVID. COVID is bringing about all kinds of changes. And unless you're adaptable, you can't succeed. And that's the thing about being someone who is self-aware. You know your strengths, you know your weakness, and you are ready to adapt. You are ready to change. And here's another tip. People who are self-aware as well learn how to relax and cope with the trials and tribulations of life. Because when you're self-aware, you develop mental toughness, or what some people refer to as strength of character. People who are not self-aware tend to overreact to what is happening. They get angry, they scream. But the reality is that you have to learn how to take everything at a level playing field. You don't overreact and you don't underreact, because you have an ability to adapt. You have an ability to process everything around you. You see, when you have that mindset, you have this great ability to understand your own relationship to your environment and your relationship with everyone around you. And that's one of the big things to think about. The biggest thing is being that calmness under pressure. And this comes back to my point about adaptability. Because when you start to anticipate the things that can happen, the actions of others, and that's being self-aware. Because when you're self-aware, you realize everyone's emotions. You realize everyone's mood around you. And then very quickly, you start to be able to perceive, start to really anticipate how they'll react. And when they react, you remain flexible. You remain open-minded. You are not surprised because you saw it coming. Self-awareness is about realizing that a person who doesn't read is no better than a person who can't read. Because self-awareness is really about understanding that in the moment of truth, the first step for all of us is personal development. It's understanding that we have to walk this life learning more every day. Because the moment you say, "I don't know, but I will learn," you have all the power in the world. I talk about this in one of my previous podcasts. I was explaining that one of my biggest mistakes when I was a lot younger was I would go into meetings with senior executives and I would not want to say "I don't know" because I was afraid I would look ignorant. And what would I do? I'd end up arguing with them. And in the end, they'd make me look foolish and I'd realize, actually, I don't know anything. When I could have stood up as a self-aware person that I am today and said, "I don't know the answer, but I'll find out the answer for you." Now, if I had done that, they would respect me because it would show a man or a woman who is self-aware, who is aware of what he knows and is willing to learn to improve. And that's the beauty about it. Because when you're self-aware, you know that you are not using 100% of your brain capacity. So you know that every day you are simply getting better and better. So when you go somewhere and you don't know something, you're not flustered. You're not stressed. You know that you are growing. You know that you're getting better every day. You know that in reality, I don't know everything. And I'm self-aware and honest enough with myself to know that I don't know everything. And I'm getting better every day. That is the reality about it. So here's a question for you. Being self-aware, how sensitive are you to the needs and differences of others? Do you practice truth, integrity, honesty? Because these are the foundations, the building blocks of anybody that wants to have that mindset of success. You know who you are. You know who others are. You know what you know. You know what you don't know. You know where you are today. You know where you're going. You know you haven't achieved everything you want to achieve, but you know you're on a path. You're on the journey to become what you truly want to be. You understand that others are trying to get there too, and you appreciate them. You empathize with them. You help them where you can. But you're also working to become truly the person who you truly want to be and become the best you can be. But in all of it, you're honest with yourself and you continue to work. And that's the whole point of it. You know who you are. You know the role in life you're currently filling. You know your potential. You know your future role and you know the goals you have in mind. And once you know these things, you're constantly developing yourself to become the person you need to be to achieve those goals and fill that role that's been put in place for you, that you have in place for yourself. Because the moment you know who you are and where you're going, you are operating from a position of strength. You are consistently developing yourself. You are consistently getting better. And this is what it is. You say to yourself, "I know who I am. I know where I'm going. And I know where I'm coming from. I know who I am. I know where I'm coming from. And I know where I'm going." Appreciate your own uniqueness. That is what self-awareness is about. I have a friend who I'm always talking to, and one of his favorite sayings is, stay in your lane. Someone who stays in their lane is someone who knows his strengths and weaknesses. He focuses on his strengths. He knows his weaknesses. If the push comes to shove, he'll work within his weaknesses, but he focuses on his superpower. That's his strength. That's his lane. He builds on that lane and is trying to become the best he can be. But also appreciate others and learn to relax and respond positively to stress. Sometimes there are people who are looking to stress you out, who are looking to freak you out, who are looking to get you out of your comfort zone, who are trying to move you away from that place of being self-aware. Be aware of these people and avoid them. One of the biggest ways I say about this is sometimes we look to impress people who don't really care about us. Oh, I want to drive the latest car. I want to wear the best clothes. And you do that and you get yourself out of sync. You get yourself out of your peace because you're trying to impress people who don't really care. But the reality is that if you are self-aware, you know, this is what I have. This is what I drive. This is what I wear. I would like to drive something better. I would like to wear something nicer. But for today, I'm happy where I am. And I will get better. So here's a question. What can you do to become more positively self-aware? I'll give a few tips. Number one, be curious about everything in the world. Read book digests. Listen, read bestsellers. Talk to people who know more than you in your field. Attend seminars. Look for coaches. Talk to people who are where you want to be and let them coach you or talk to you about what they do. Here's another tip. Make a list of I ams. And when that I am, say I am good at speaking. I am good at podcasting. I am good at planning events. I am good at managing finance. Write the things you are really, really good at and remind yourself about these things. Pick your 10 best traits and your 10 best characteristics that need improvement. Take the first 3 things that need improvement and schedule an activity to improve them. And then for the rest, just focus on your strengths. But remember, focus on your assets because these are the things that will take you anywhere you want to go in life. And one last one that I'll share. Learn to look at yourself through other people's eyes. Imagine being your parents for a second. Or imagine being your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Imagine being your own child. And ask yourself, what do they think about me? How do I project myself? Because when you start to do that, you start to become self-aware of yourself and how others perceive you. And here's one final one. Take 30 precious minutes alone each day. Relax. Breathe deeply. Inhale from your pelvis and your stomach into your lungs. Inhale deeply and then exhale. And meditate and focus on the beautiful things, on your strengths, what you want to be, what you want to achieve, and what a beautiful life looks like for you. And start to build that mindset. I told you there was a lot to unpack here about that successful mindset. But being self-aware is one of the most important things you can do. I've listened to so many people that have come on the podcast. And one of the things I find out very quickly is that for most of them, they are incredibly self-aware. They are aware of their strengths. They are aware of their weaknesses. Even when I read books of some of the most successful people around, one of the things I spotted very quickly was a lot of these people are incredibly self-aware. And that's the very first part of the unleashed mindset. It's about being positively self-aware, understanding where you are going and where you are coming from and where you are today. It's about understanding your strengths, understanding your weaknesses, focusing on your strengths. It's appreciating where other people are and where you can help them, but empathizing with them. And it's about understanding that life is a journey. Hey, I hope this makes a big difference. As part of this Unleashed Mindset program that's going to be running over the next few weeks, I have a special, special giveaway. Now, if you go into the description of this podcast, the very first line I'll leave there is to access the 10 ways to improve positive self-awareness. Click on that link. It takes you to a page. Sign up and you download your positive self-awareness checklist. These are 10 things you can do to improve your own positive self-awareness. This is something I'm looking to do, I'm inspired to do, and to share with you, that will get you on that way to developing positive self-awareness, that will help you develop the unleashed mindset, that will help you to achieve your goals and successes. It is never too late. Remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast? One of my friend's moms, even at the age of 50, she finally hit it big and achieved everything she wanted to. It is never too late. It doesn't matter where you are today. You can still achieve your goals and successes. It's about how you end. It's not about where you are today. It's not about how you start. The first step in that is developing a positive mindset. So here's my takeaway for this week. Know where you're going. Know where you're coming from and know where you are today. Appreciate others. And understand that life is a journey. You're most powerful when you know who you are. Get unleashed and stay unleashed.